Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
For you to call with whatever is on your mind, that's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
And Lori.
And in the last couple segments, we were talking about some news articles about, well, in Europe, well, I mean, in France specifically, they've made it to where fast food companies cannot use reusable things for in-house orders. And, you know, that's pretty crazy. I think that that is just absolutely on its face. It should not be a law because it's like the fast food restaurants should choose to do what they want to do.
And the customers choose whether or not to patronize them.
Exactly. If you don't like somebody a restaurant because they're using things that are filling up landfills in your opinion, well, just don't go there.
Yeah. And vote with your dollar. It's the biggest vote you have.
Exactly. And so that's ridiculous. That shouldn't be illegal. And actually, the thing about it is I don't believe in laws. You may learn as you listen to this show. But as far as figuring out if something is immoral or not, this one kind of threw me for a loop. Sorry. It's on, I said that because it's on the Salt Lake Tribune. And that's at sltrib.com. But it's the Salt Lake Tribune. What kind of URL is that? It says, Utah landscaping company executives charged in appalling labor trafficking case. And I saw this title and I thought, oh, here we go. It's probably something that shouldn't be illegal at all. Like, oh, some people agreed to work for less than minimum wage, or people agreed to, you know, do things that they agreed to do and that sounded like a good deal to them, but the government's going to say it's an appalling labor trafficking case. But there are a couple of details in here. I'm like, well, that's actually immoral.
Yeah.
And when I lived in San Antonio, I had a boyfriend from Mexico who was, he didn't have papers. And he worked at the restaurant that we worked at. And before that, he had worked at this restaurant in, I'm not even going to say the name, because, like, the thing about it is, like, I don't know how I feel about boycotting this specific restaurant. Because the lady, she was from Mexico, but she moved to America and met a Mexican-American and married him and had citizenship. But she would hire all illegals and have them work a lot in no overtime. And he said that when he worked there, he went home one day and, like, couldn't walk when he woke up because of how much his feet hurt from all the hours he was doing. But at the same time, like, and that sounds really terrible and, like, immoral in a way, but he was also agreeing to do it.
Yeah.
And he really needed, and, like, doing that kind of, like, work ethic is the only reason he was able to, like, go from having, like, nothing, almost nothing in his pocket to having, like, a nice apartment and a car living there. So I don't know how I feel about, like, the whole boycotting a restaurant like that, but
yeah, you choose your job.
Right.
Like, I understand that things will be harder if you are picky about your job, but that's kind of the sacrifice you have to make. That's every choice you make in life.
Yeah.
Every choice you make is an easy decision.
The only thing about it was, like, I don't really remember now if he said that she was, like, threatening to get them deported. That's kind of immoral.
Yeah.
And it sounds like
that's
there's
gross.
Some of that happening in this case. In Utah, it says, it's a Utah landscaping company. It says the owner, his wife, and 5 company executives were charged, well, this is last week, but this is from November 28th. The Utah Attorney General's office has filed charges against a West Bountiful business owner, and that's a place. West Bountiful is a city or a town, I don't know. And multiple executives who investigators say hired more than 100 Mexican laborers and forced them to work and live in inhumane conditions under threat of deportation.
And okay, yeah, that's gross.
Definitely changes things when they're being threatened. State investigators announced the appalling case last week against Rubicon Contractors, LLC, after arresting three executives, Clayton Phillips, Tyler Brinkman, and Adam Perea. They were charged Friday along with owner Rudy Larson and his wife, Jenna Marie, and two other executives, Brandon Floyd and Kirk Simmons, court orders show. The landscaping and snow removal company hired Mexican laborers using temporary H-2B visas, offering them full-time work for about $20 an hour, charging state documents state. But once hired, the company bombarded workers with additional fees, investigators say, making it hard for workers to pay their bills and buy necessities.
What fees do you have to give your employer?
It's so weird. I think it was things like clothing you had to wear. Like, it's always annoying to me when you get a job and they're like, oh, and you got to pay for the T-shirt. But it's understandable. But when it's like, I think it was something like that, but they went overboard with it.
If you work somewhere and they require you to wear a specific uniform, I think that they should provide you with, like, at least one or two.
I definitely prefer that, and I've worked at places that did both. It's kind of like, what? Like, so my first paycheck, at least, like, $20 is going to go to my shirts. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, at that point, just make it to where people just have to wear black T-shirts. Like, that's what Sally's did. Like, you just had to wear black or white. And you can wear whatever.
The place I worked in Arizona, they all the waitresses and stuff had to wear, like, corsets and, like, dress up in, you know,
old-timey
clothes.
Western.
And they had to buy them themselves. And, like, that stuff's not cheap.
Yeah, I was thinking.
It's, like, $80
for
a good corset that's not going to break on you while you're waiting tables.
Yeah, that's
that really one, sucks. And, you know, you want more than one.
Yeah. That is really annoying. But, I've always hated that. I mean, if it's, like, a $10 thing, like, whatever, but...
Yeah.
And then they demand it back if you quit. Like, I had to, like, drive out of my way to bring back my orange leaf hat after,
Because they're going to give it to someone else?
I quit after 4 days. Yeah, you're right. That is gross. Oh, my God. Orange leaf was probably... It sounds ridiculous. That's probably the worst job I ever had. I don't know if you don't
have that chain. I don't know what that is.
Oh, it was a frozen yogurt place.
Oh.
I was like, this is going to be easy. I just got back to Texas and need a job. I'm going to work at Orange... That was the worst job I've ever had.
Yeah.
It was so hard. It sounds ridiculous.
No, we were talking... Me and Stu were talking about that the other day, about how... people say, oh, unskilled workers. Like, yeah, maybe they can't, you know, do your taxes or rewire your car or whatever, but their job's not, like, easy. It's not physically easy.
Like, with the orange thing, I was actually, like, tired physically just selling.
It's brain easy.
Yes.
But not physically.
I had to, like, hold this thing that looks like a jackhammer that you jackhammer the ground with, but instead it was a blender, and hold it for 10 minutes in a giant bucket standing, like, up on something, just to, like, churn the yogurt. It was ridiculous. It was, like, a heavy machinery thing. And there's, like, me and some other girl, this horse girl from nowhere in Texas, and, oh, my God.
Like, hot dog on a stick. They have to do the lemonades. You've seen that, right? Because that's,
I don't know.
That's in Utah. They have this place, Hot Dog on a Stick, where they do hot dog on a stick. And they,
So corn dog?
Yeah, I guess. I've never eaten one. Hmm. I've just seen them.
Yeah.
It's like these bright yellow and blue stands, like in the mall and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But they do in-house lemonade. And so they have this, it looks like a butter churn. Mm-hmm. And they have to, like, make the lemonade with this big thing. And it's physical hard work.
And they're literally, like, butt-churning, like, pushing
them over. Yeah, they're, like, mashing up the lemons and stuff.
Yeah. It's, like, you don't have to think much about selling. The other thing about it is having to stand out and be a salesperson just for frozen yogurt. If somebody walks in and wants frozen yogurt, they're going to buy it. And if they don't, let them go.
Have you ever heard of frozen yogurt before?
It's for offering them, like, samples, like, and you give them the little sample cup instead of, like, them going crazy with the samples.
Do people even buy things based on samples?
I don't know. There's probably
a
study.
I would never. Like, if somebody gave me a free sample, I'd eat it and be like, that was delicious and free. Great.
Yeah,
bye.
That's such a good point. And free.
Yeah.
But maybe the idea is, like, they may come back one day after they have tried it and like it. But
it would have to be great.
If I was, like, nonstop working when I worked at this Orange Leaf, like, there wasn't, like, a moment of just, like, standing around. And people come in, and you have to stop what you're doing to be like, well, would you like to try the marshmallow one? And that's stupid and ridiculous. There should be someone whose job is just to do that. Anyways, I'm done complaining about that job because it once it popped in my head, I really had to continue complaining about it. And it's like the best one to explain how an entry-level job can really suck sometimes. Of the jobs I've had. Well, also cleaning houses, like vacuuming. That was terrible. It says the workers were required to live in unfurnished, company-provided housing, and about $300 in rent was deducted from their paychecks every 2 weeks, charging document state. So,
okay, so they had
a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they had to live, they were forced to live in these places?
And
like, they couldn't
weird.
Live somewhere else?
That is weird, and it doesn't really explain that. Like, if they were allowed to live somewhere else if they just didn't want to do that. And also, $600 a month isn't bad.
Yeah, for an unfurnished.
Yeah.
Whose apartment is coming furnished.
Yeah, that, and I was thinking when I read that, I was like, unfurnished, like, they just put that there to make it
to make
seem
it sound
like
worse.
It was worse, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about these kind of stories. I'm always assuming that it's going to be something that's not bad at all. And then the Salt Lake Tribune is just trying to make it look really bad to help the government out. But in this case, there are some things that are also actually bad. But
yeah, if they're forced to live there, like if that's their only
bad.
Option, like you can't have this job unless you live here, then that's weird.
Well, it's like that is really weird, but also shouldn't be illegal.
It shouldn't be illegal.
Because
just don't take the job.
Exactly. You can decide not to take the job.
Yeah.
But if it's like if you quit, you're going to get deported back to Mexico.
Yeah, but that part sounds like they're saying, oh, they're provided cheap, affordable housing that they actually had to pay for,
mm-hmm.
which everyone does.
Yeah,
your
that's so
boss
true.
Doesn't have to give you a place to live.
600 isn't like, oh, that's normal in Utah, but expensive where you live. Like, Utah's
that's really
expensive
cheap
to live. Yeah, that's
Utah.
Cheap.
Yeah.
There's so many people from California moving there. It says, in at least one instance, a house didn't have hot water or heat during the winter.
That's a problem.
And that's a problem.
Yeah.
And men were sleeping on piles of clothing. Okay, but that is
that's
their problem.
Them. Yeah, they like, didn't buy a mattress.
Like I was saying, my ex, who was from Mexico and came with almost nothing and just worked every day, his dream was to have, like, his apartment and couches. So it was, like, kind of, like, all from Ross. But he was so proud of that. And that's a thing to be proud of.
Also, why is there no heat or hot water? Was it electric and they were responsible for their own electric bill, like a normal apartment, and
that's
they didn't
point.
Pay it?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Because the government will put things in their charging statements that sounds so much worse than it is. If they were like, well, I'm not
going to... You rented an apartment to somebody and they didn't turn on their electricity, so they had no heat or hot water, and they didn't buy a bed, so they slept on the floor. How dare you?
Yeah, that sounds so much worse than it actually is. That's what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
In at least one instance... sorry, I already read that. It says they're sleeping in piles of clothing or in a company truck to stay warm, investigators say. The workers also had to buy cell phones from the company to log work hours on a mobile application, and they were forced to pay for their own equipment. Well, a lot of, like, working jobs like that are, like, you have to have your own stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of building and, this is landscaping type jobs are, like, well, you have your own tools.
Yeah, and a phone as a tool because we have to be able to get in touch with you or whatever.
And them being charging them for a phone isn't that crazy to me.
Yeah, making them buy their own phone.
Definitely shouldn't be illegal, but...
But, I mean, a phone's also like $30. You can buy a $30 phone.
Mm-hmm, that's true. It says, if an executive quoted that a job would take 10 hours but it actually took 13, workers would not be paid for the extra 3 hours of work the documents add.
That's a problem.
Yep.
I'd leave at 10 hours.
Yeah, that's true.
Fire me.
Workers sometimes shoveled snow in tennis shoes, and that might be their choice. Like, we don't know.
Yeah.
It's not like they're like, you can't wear boots.
Right.
I doubt, at least.
Yeah, they just didn't buy them. I mean, if they're getting paid $20 an hour, they should be able to buy a bed. They should be able to buy boots and a phone. $20 an hour for $600. Right, $600 a month for rent is not much when you're making $20 an hour.
Yeah. It's like maybe they just had other priorities. Maybe they sincerely didn't care that they were sleeping on piles of clothes because they were sending money back to their family in Mexico.
Yeah, so they could get here too.
Yeah, or whatever they wanted to do. Whatever they were choosing to do is what they're choosing to do.
Right.
But any of these things that are coercion are not the same. So.
Right.
It says they were often told to sleep in their trucks so they could respond quickly to calls. That's just kind of a weird thing again. It's not like...
Yeah.
immoral.
And you could just be like, no.
Yeah. especially like if your truck is right outside your house, that's a little weird.
Right.
And it would take like
5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes. That's crazy. The expectation of work hours for certain times was frightening, as workers would operate on 1 to 3 hours of sleep. And here's the thing. In Texas, I have a boyfriend, had a boyfriend whose job was splicing. What's it called? Fiber splicing. And he was on call. He agreed to that. And he was on the side of the road on top of a thing that hoists you up to the top of the power supplies or whatever they are, working on it with cars driving past constantly on like 1 to 3 hours of sleep because he agreed to. It's like a thing that people do all the time. It's not something that somebody who's never had a lot of experiences reads and goes like, oh, shocking.
Right. Because they've been writing articles for their job sitting in an office somewhere.
Exactly.
Nurses do, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
48, 72 hours or something like that.
They
shift
do the
sometimes.
Same stuff.
Yeah.
They get forced
doctors,
to stay.
They sleep there sometimes.
Hmm.
Sometimes.
Oh my goodness. It says the workers were also not properly trained in U.S. traffic laws or formally taught how to operate the machinery they work for. And the machinery thing is a problem, but do most jobs train you on traffic laws?
No.
And it says, that's what the documents state. One employee told investigators about a man who drove a Rubicon truck on Interstate 15 from Bountiful to Spanish Fork and never left the right-hand lane. Every exit ramp and on ramp the entire drive. That's the thing, like, okay, well, you should have told him about that because he's wasting your gas and time.
Right.
Not really like something that it means he was being tortured.
He just had a really weird day.
Yeah, he's like, oh my God, the roads here are crazy.
Yeah.
Something. Larson would also regularly threaten to have employees deported for relatively minor issues, one worker told investigators. And that's really messed up.
Yeah.
If you and someone have agreed to something, and then they start saying, oh, I'm going to do this to you, this thing that you don't want done, like being deported, which could result in like the state being involved with your affairs and whatnot, that is an actual threat. That is so messed up. And that's definitely something that is immoral that they're doing here.
Yeah, that one's a problem. All the other stuff, so far, not so much.
Yeah, not so
much. But threatening them.
Yep. Yeah. That's definitely a real threat when you threaten to involve the government in somebody's life.
Right.
In one confrontation, Larson told Phillips and Floyd to force an employee who asked to file a workers' compensation claim to clean toilets all day or be fired. And a worker, that's what a worker said. All three laughed about it in a meeting and called the worker in question weak, investigators wrote. In another confrontation described in charging documents, Larson got upset, pulled down his own pants, grabbed his genitals, and told employees, if anyone has a problem with how I run this company, and allegedly concluded with a crude suggestion.
Hmm.
That's, like, one of the grossest things in this whole article.
Yeah.
Like,
that's gross.
Gross. If you don't have the option to quit or he's going to, like, call, which hasn't been accused of here. I thought it was, but so far it's to have them deported for relatively minor issues. Not you can't quit.
Right.
And just leave.
Right, and just leave.
And that's, like, that's really gross. Like, I would quit a job if that happened. If I was in a meeting and that happened.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And then
LRN.FM.
Okay. I was just going to say this freaking freak was doing this in this job. Don't go work there. Dang it. That's the second time I've had to dump myself. Oh, well. But I've been doing this for like 3 years, so that's not that bad.
Yeah.
Says, the new documents also outline the structure of Larson's companies, including Scandia, which is the name of one of the companies, Rubicon Park Place Auto Club, and Smart Rain, an irrigation business. The documents allege Larson created separate companies for the sole purpose of shuffling visa workers around for Rubicon, allowing them to extend workers' visas, investigators wrote. Which, like, that is a problem with the freaking fact that you have to request to go live in a certain landmass and work.
Yeah.
Not a problem that this company created.
And so how does that work anyway? If you're on a visa and you get another job, you get an extension? You can't stay at one job. You have to get a separate job.
I have no idea.
That's what that sounds like, right?
I've never known anybody with a worker's visa.
Yeah, me neither.
Specifically. Like, I've known people that came over on a visitor's visa and then overstayed their welcome, and there's nothing you can do, like, to, except, like, get married and actually get citizenship from there. Can't, like, just extend that, but I don't know about...
That's what workers. That sounds like, though. Like, a worker's visa, you can only work for one company for a certain amount of time, and then you have to work for somebody else.
But that doesn't stupid stuff
make
like
any sense.
It doesn't. And it's probably made to make people dependent and less prosperous and poor.
Less stable.
Just like all the welfare things. It's like, oh, you can't make more money than this, or we're going to take away your benefits.
Mm-hmm. And it's like and it's barely anything.
Mm-hmm. It says, Rubicon has denied these allegations, though. So, there is the other side to the story. It says, Larson is facing 7 first-degree felony accounts of aggravated human trafficking, which is a little... It's like...
Do they have proof
at all? That's crazy.
Or is it just some guy said?
Like the workers said?
Yeah, it keeps saying one worker.
Really?
Though, too. It says one worker said. Is it the same guy saying all this stuff? Did he get fired and now he's mad? Like,
or he just hates him because he's in that... meeting with the genital grabbing thing.
Right, or he's the one they called weak. Like,
yeah. So, I don't know. Aggravated human trafficking is so not what this is, though. That's, like, one of the weirdest parts about this. It's, like, threatening, maybe, but human trafficking because you gave them apartments that somebody doesn't think is good.
Yeah.
Apartments.
If they said they couldn't leave, that would be one thing, but, like...
Yeah.
I haven't even heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1 second-degree felony count of... pattern of unlawful activity, that's what it says, in 1 second-degree felony count of money laundering. I've never heard of count of pattern of unlawful activity.
Yeah.
Never heard of that. It
that's
says,
weird.
The other executives are each facing 7 counts of aggravated human trafficking, and Brinkman, Perea, and Simmons each were also charged with 1 count of pattern of unlawful activity.
That's weird.
You've never heard of that either?
Pattern of a... No.
I've never heard of it either.
Pattern of...
It's like, well, wait, I'm not being charged with anything else? Oh, wait, no, they are being charged with other things. Okay, because I was going to say, if you're not being charged with anything else, then what's the unlawful activity?
Right. Why is the pattern of qualifier there, though?
I don't know. I've never heard of this before until just now. I kind of, like, skimmed this. I didn't read the whole thing.
Like, isn't unlawful activity just unlawful activity, no matter how many times you do it? Like,
yeah, that's a good point. Like, if you get in trouble for a certain amount of... certain thing several times, like the judge may be like, well, this is like your 3rd time doing this, but on a separate charge.
Yeah, I've got separate charges.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More coming up. You can call in and bring up whatever you want. That's 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas are in Mexico to meet with President Lopez Obrador. The focal point of discussions will be the unprecedented migration and border security challenges. House Republicans are probing allegations that President Biden may have advised his son Hunter not to cooperate with their impeachment inquiry into the president. Representatives James Comer and Jim Jordan are requesting documents from the White House to find out whether the president told his son to disregard a congressional subpoena. The sale of the Dallas Mavericks has been officially approved by the NBA. Mark Cuban has transferred a controlling interest to casino mogul Miriam Adelson and her family. The move positions her as the third woman to hold the principal ownership of an NBA team. Miriam Adelson's late husband, Sheldon, developed the Venetian and the Palazzo in Las Vegas. John Schaefer, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Control. And 603-283-6160 is the phone number. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
And Lori.
And I wanted to tell you about the AMPS program. And I'd like to thank Brody, who's a silver-level amplifier. That means that Brody is giving at least $5 a month to the AMPS program. And that means that he's helping us advertise, market, promote, and he's supporting the show monetarily. And you can learn more by going to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. And thank you so much to Brody for being a supporter. We really appreciate it here at Free Talk Live, amps.freetalklive.com. I'm going to finish up this story here we were discussing that says there was, I'm just going to kind of summarize what we talked about so far. Basically, there's a Utah landscaping company, and some of the executives were charged in an appalling labor trafficking case. As Lori points out, all of these allegations against these people, it says, they'll say one worker said. Well, for all we know, it's the same worker. We don't know that it's only one worker, but it doesn't name the people that are talking, so it could be just one worker.
It doesn't even say another.
Yeah.
It says one worker every time.
And then it's just the fact that there's not actually any proof so far, like the trial hasn't happened, and a lot of the things that are described are not even bad. Like, oh, they made them pay $600 a month for
An apartment.
Housing, an apartment or whatever.
Yeah, and it's not even like a little room, like a shack. It says an apartment.
Yeah.
An unfurnished apartment.
Oh, no, so then it's really bad. Yeah. Unfurnished.
Right.
They're forcing them to not have furniture. No, they're not controlling what they spend their money on.
Yeah, they're not providing them furniture.
And I'm not necessarily defending these people. It's just so interesting and crazy how media works. It's like, before it happened to me via Ian, I may have been more likely to read this and immediately be judging people as if they did something bad. Like today, I even caught myself doing it. It just seems like if somebody gets accused of something, the majority of people who hear about it, oh, it's on the news. They did something wrong. Well, mm-hmm. They got arrested. They obviously did something wrong. And I kind of did that today, which I caught myself like an hour later and I was like, oh yeah, shouldn't do that. Well, my friend in Tennessee, she sent me a picture and just said, Bonnie, OMG. And it was a picture of this girl we grew up on the same street of, and her mugshots. And it said, like, this person being arrested for stalking. And that was pretty shocking to me because she just always seemed like a really good, put-together type of person. And I was like, wow, I can't believe she doesn't seem like the type of person to do something, like, blah, 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 blah. And then I caught myself later and I was thinking,
maybe she didn't.
Maybe she didn't even do that.
Yeah.
Like, she might have completely not done it at all. Or if you looked into the details, you might be like, okay, I kind of understand what's going on
here.
Yeah,
sometimes people are terrible. I broke up with a guy once and he called the cops on me.
Wow.
And told him that I was being abusive.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's so terrible.
Like,
yeah.
It works both ways. Women do that to men. Men do that to women. Like,
yeah.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe she was breaking up with somebody and they were like, I'm calling the cops on you.
Yeah.
And you use the threat of the government gun because you hurt my feelings.
Yep, exactly. Like, you know, if I don't know the story, I try to not immediately think somebody, quote, broke the law or
right.
did anything wrong. But that's all I'm trying to say about this, basically. It's a little weird. Lori looked up the charge of one count of pattern of unlawful activity. That's how they write it every time. Sounds like it's missing a word or something.
Yeah.
But what exactly did you find out about that?
This is specific to Utah. Hmm. This pattern of unlawful activity means engaging in conduct which constitutes the commission of at least 3 episodes of unlawful activity, which episodes are not isolated but have the same or similar purposes, results, participants, victims, or methods of commission, or otherwise are interrelated by distinguishing characteristics. Taken together, the episodes shall demonstrate continuing unlawful conduct and be related either to each other or the enterprise. At least one of the episodes comprising a pattern of unlawful activity shall have occurred after July 31, 1981, the most recent act constituting part of a pattern of unlawful activity, as defined by this part, shall have occurred within 5 years of the commission of the next preceding act alleged in part of the pattern. So they just have to, like, accuse you of doing the same thing more than 2 times. So 3
and
times.
And what's crazy is it's just like, if you get accused of this, it could be your first time getting in trouble. To me, it sounded like pattern of unlawful activity meant, and I'm not saying this is really like a better thing, but it sounds like it means, oh, you've gotten convicted of
like a repeat
this.
Offender.
Right, multiple times.
Yeah.
But instead it's like, oh,
we're just saying that you did it a bunch of times.
Right, and that's a whole other charge. That's crazy.
Yeah, you should only be able to be charged, you know.
With it.
One, yeah.
Yeah, it's like getting charged twice, basically. That's
right.
So crazy. I don't really think of Utah as like the worst in terms of like super crazy for cops, but it is. It's just that, like, I've lived in places that were even worse being super crazy for cops. And that it's just crazy that law would get passed and people are fine with that. That's absolutely terrible. It's basically like they're getting charged with these human trafficking charges. And then since they are finding instances where they can charge you with more than one, well, now you're also getting this other second-degree felony that is a count of pattern of unlawful activity. That sounds like getting charged twice.
Mm-hmm.
That should probably be like, I bet that could be like taken to court.
It's just another charge because they're going to charge you with as many felonies. Like, say you human trafficked 3 people, so now you have 3 charges, but they're also going to say now on top of that, you're also getting charged with a pattern of unlawful activity.
So, yeah, exactly.
Which shouldn't even be a charge.
So it's a 4th thing when you are only even being accused of 3 things.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Right.
So, yeah, I just wanted to bring that back up. Kind of summarize and end that story, but did you want to talk about your story that you have about some type of tech that would end the need for human pregnancy?
Okay.
While you're looking for that, I'm just going to bring this up that I've had for a while. It says, uniquely horrible choice. Few U.S. adults want a Biden-Trump rematch in 2024, an AP NORC poll shows. And I totally understand that. There's not much to say about it, but I totally understand that very few people actually want Biden and Trump to be the people going head-to-head, running for Republican and Democrat, like our only two choices, essentially. Who wants that again? Or wanted it back then? It seemed weird back then.
I don't think anybody wants any of the people that are put up.
Right, that's true. Well, not a lot. There are definitely people that
there are
want
people, yeah, but
Trump.
Like when I say anybody, I mean like the majority of people don't want that. And they don't want the two-party system.
And it seems like even in the Democrats, very few people actually liked Biden at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it just shocks
me. He's the one that's their team. So
yeah.
You got to vote for him because that's our team.
My grandma in California, she told me, like, I know that he's not, I don't really like him either, but we have to vote for him to keep Trump out of office. Like, oh my gosh. I guess she thought I was a Democrat, but it's fine.
Yeah. I don't understand the voting for your team thing.
Yeah. It's she would love for it to be Hillary Clinton. Like, she loves Hillary Clinton. She doesn't really like Biden, but it's just because, no, it can't be Trump again. Trump is so bad to her. And that's basically all there is to really say about this. They talked to some people who explain why they don't want those people, but did you bring up your pregnancy story?
Yeah. So this is from thewalrus.ca. Will new tech end the need for human pregnancy? We are 5 to 10 years from a partial artificial womb for humans, according to estimates.
That's kind of cool.
That's terrifying.
I didn't ask you to bring this one up specifically because I'm like against it. I kind of think it's cool.
So the thing is I feel like it would open the door to being born because the algorithm says that you're needed.
Hmm.
Can you imagine your life if you had no parents? You were just born because the government decided they needed workers.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's not something I thought of.
Yeah. So that would be awful. What a life.
Usually people... Okay, that's like a great point that you're bringing up. Like, a great reason for it to be not such a great thing. But usually people are saying stuff like, oh, we don't need people having kids like their toys. Like, or, oh, we need people who are born in a test tube, and I don't think
I don't care about that.
Strong. I kind of do understand it in a way, like, oh, well, you need to be in your mother to be just like everyone else, and you know, like touching.
Why do you have to be like everybody else?
That's a good point, but I don't think those are strong. But that is a good point. Like, if people start to say, oh, who has a legal claim to this child? Can't like
the government,
Coca-Cola,
yeah,
like have kids and then have them be born and then they're just
right,
workers?
Just,
whoa.
Yeah, Coca-Cola just buys a bunch of artificial wombs and then breeds their workers.
It's
who
crazy.
Are raised for nothing but working for Coke.
And they have been doing this my entire life and before my entire life of just making people think that humans are not that great. Like, I've always noticed this as a kid. I noticed that every single movie I watched was, oh, whatever it is, toys and Toy Story, they're good, but humans are bad.
Mm.
In like animals, usually. It's usually like talking animals, and they're good, and humans are bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I could totally see people being at the point now where they're like, I don't care about people. Yeah, you can do that. It's fine. Like the Truman Show, how no one cared what happened to him.
I think it's because the people who have the power are bad.
Yeah.
So that's what you're seeing is the power coming down. But, like, most individuals are cool. They're great. Interesting people, you know?
Are you saying that you think that's why people end up making those movies?
Yeah, that's why, that's what that narrative is because, like, the powerful people that you see on TV or, you know, in politics or whatever, those are the bad people. And so
I think that's often like what they want you to think the movie's about. It's like,
no, I'm saying that's why people think that people are bad.
Hmm. Oh, they see
because
it.
When you see that,
mm-hmm.
you don't see like Frank down the street helping a baby duck that's stuck in a drain, you know,
doesn't
in a storm drain, but doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. But you don't see that. You
yeah.
see all the terrible people that are waging wars
yeah.
and taking advantage of humans and doing horrible things.
Like, one thing I should mention, I don't really want to get into the whole story I got about it, but I should mention it while we're still on this last segment of the show. Apparently, Israel did target and bomb a refugee camp in Gaza. So it's like, no, it's not just, listen, they're aiming for, what is it called? This terrorist group? Hamas. They're aiming for Hamas, Bonnie. It's like, if somebody dies, it's not their fault. No, you can't even say that anymore. They're aiming for and killing people who, their houses already got destroyed. We're just going to be here to not die in this designated area in Israel's bombing those places now.
Yeah, that's kind of what they do in wars.
Yep.
And they wage as much destruction as they can and then blame it on the other side.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a casualty of war. We have to do this.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do this.
It's, quote, defense. Five months after somebody from the other side blew up something on the other side.
Yeah, five months later.
All the time.
I was so scared. 5 months later, I had to send a bomb.
Kill these, like, unarmed people in a tent. But before we get into the rest of the story about pregnancy, I do want to let David in New Mexico tell us what he has on his mind. David, what's on your mind?
All kinds of stuff. But those are your people, Bonnie. You've got to support your people.
Jews?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Did you mean Jews or the Democrat thing we're talking about?
No, the Israel.
I'm not. I don't really think I'm Jewish. I think that my Ukrainian ancestors converted, and I'm not ethnically like the people of Abraham's children. I don't really think I am anymore.
All people should be your people.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. But actually, we've got to interject that the people calling themselves Jews are not necessarily descendants of Abraham.
So where did you told me, but I never looked into it. You told me that the word Jew just came out of nowhere. Do you have more information about that?
I'll give you the information that I have, and I'm not a professional researcher. I just listen to what I consider to be credible sources, and if I consider them to be credible, then I might restate what I've heard from them. And what I heard from what I consider to be credible sources is that the first appearance of the word Jew was in the late 1700s in a Bible, and previous to 1780, whatever it was. That word was not used.
Oh, 1780. I thought you had said something like sometime in the 1900s.
Well, maybe, but as far as the word Jew, the definitive, thing that I have is the allegation that the word Jew does not appear in any printed text anywhere until the late 1700s.
Well, I always wondered, I always just assumed that it came from the word Judea or Judah. So don't you think it's probably that?
Well, that's what I think, you know, well, put it this way. I'm a con man. So if I'm a con man and I want you to think one thing, I might try to simulate that thing like a web page. I might put an M where there were two N's and you might click on my link and I kind of con you. And so if you are doing a con, if you say the word, if you invent the word Jew, because it kind of sounds like Judahite or Judah, then, you know, maybe that might be part of your con.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you're saying that it's some people that aren't actually the children of Abraham's descendants, and then they want you to think that, so they just name themselves something new that kind of sounds like Judea. I see what you're saying. I mean, I'm not like using this information for any kind of like, let's hate Jews or something, or it means they're bad.
No, we're scholars. We're scholars is what we are. We're just trying to understand, to educate ourselves, to learn. That's what we are.
I just thought it was interesting because I thought you meant way more recently than that. But anyways, what did you actually have to call about? You said that the Jews are my people. Well, I said probably not.
Well, I only said that because I call you and then I got to sit there and listen to you while I'm on hold, right?
Yeah.
So that's what you're talking about while I'm on hold. So I just commented on it. But I got a couple things I'm interested in. But first of all, I gotta bust Bonnie's balls. So you're so schizophrenic tonight, Bonnie. What's going on?
Why?
Yeah. Well, first you come on and you say, talk radio you control. You know what I mean? I'm down with that. I tell you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next break you come in and you say, talk radio that you can control. So which is it, Bonnie? Do you want to be trolled or controlled? Which one?
Neither, but I didn't say that you can control me. I said you can control the airwaves. But I didn't even notice that I did that, like add an extra word in there. I just kind of
it's a Freudian thing. It's a Freudian thing. You're doing that because you're trying to avoid David from New Mexico calling in and trolling you because he has permission as per Bonnie to troll.
Yes. That's
what it was. Yeah. And what one thing I'm interested in is Lori, when you were boondocking in the middle of nowhere in Arizona, 100 or an hour from the nearest store, where approximately were you?
We were out past Marana. I don't remember exactly the name of the desert that we were in, but it was past the Saguaro National Forest, and you just keep going down this big, long dirt road.
Right, and I know the name Marana, and I'm trying to picture the map. So, like, if you're in Phoenix, which of the interstates do you head out of Phoenix on to go to Marana again? Do you go to the east?
I don't know.
Or
I don't
go to the north.
I don't drive. My husband drives. Oh. I just sit in the passenger seat and look at the pretty things.
Nice.
Yeah, when you're in the passenger seat, your husband is driving.
Yeah.
Which way is he driving?
In the driver's seat.
No one knows that he's driving. Like, I don't know.
Not where is he driving from?
Yeah.
Or from where is he driving? Which direction is he driving?
Listen, I never know in New Hampshire because Ian doesn't have the freaking north, south, east, and west in our car, which I love that because it kind of keeps me knowing where we are. But when someone else is driving, you're not paying attention to that.
Wait. We're for the listening audience.
I just look out the window. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
We got to bust Bonnie's balls some more. The north, south, east, west instrument, are you referring to a compass?
Well, yes, but sorry. What I meant is it's just like in my car, it just is an N, an S, a W, and a E, and it just pops up in, it's digital, and it's on my mirror, I think. And I always really enjoyed that because, like, if I got lost in, like, some little neighborhood in San Antonio, I could figure my, like, okay, well, I'm east of blah, 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 highway, so I just got to keep going west, and yay, I found it, and instead of, like, having to pull something up, I can't do that in your car.
So you got that high-tech thingy on the mirror, you don't have the grandpa and grandma
circular,
analog.
Yeah, exactly.
You have the grandpa and grandma analog little snow globe compass on the dash with a suction cup?
No, that sounds crazy.
Okay.
I don't even think I've seen that, honestly.
You're too young. Yeah, you're too young. There was something else you were talking about too that I had a comment on, but I forget what it was.
Talking about
you should remind me what it is.
If you want to know where it is, if you look at a map of Saguaro State Forest, there's only one road. So if you just follow that road all the way out to the desert, down to a dead end road, that's it.
Out to the desert? Well,
yeah.
When you're in Arizona, most of the time you're in a desert. You don't need to go out to the desert.
Out to the desert, away from the city of Marana, past
the
Saguaro State Forest.
So Saguaro has those cactuses.
Like where there's nothing else around.
It's named after, the cactuses with the arms?
Yeah, the ones with the arms.
Nice. That's cool.
That sounds so Mexican, though, when you go to the desert. you know what I'm talking about?
No,
it's
funny.
If she dated a Mexican, you know what I'm talking about?
Like, I think lots of people will repeat words. Like, high school white girls will also say he likes me.
Yeah.
Like, if that's what you're saying, I honestly haven't noticed that.
But the Mexican thing, well, it's actually especially New Mexican. And so, like, a dude calls up his bro, and he says, hey, bro, I need you. Can you come over and help me? I need to put this engine in this car here. And the bro says, I'll be over. When do you want to do it? And he says, well, now. And so a couple hours later, he calls his buddy back again because he hadn't showed up.
Mm-mm.
And he says, hey man, I thought you were coming over. And the guy said, well, you meant now is what you meant. Not now.
I say that. That could totally be a thing that Mexicans do, especially in New Mexico, because, like, culture is a real thing. But I've just never noticed it. And also, I don't know that many people. I mean, like, I know plenty of people from New Mexico, actually, but I've I haven't spent a lot of time there. I would spend the night in between driving from Utah and San Antonio in Albuquerque because it's, like, the direct in-between spot. And I didn't really like Albuquerque. And I stay away from new Mexican drivers when I see them. Just get away from
that car. I've heard they're really bad.
They're really bad. Like, if you've heard it, it's like...
And I've never been there, yeah.
And you don't drive.
Yeah.
Like, it is a serious thing. It is real. Like, New Mexico, they don't have good drivers there, mostly. And Sarah, who used to call in all the time, but she hasn't called in weeks, she will tell you that. She'll tell you that all the stuff I say about New Mexico is true. And she lives in Albuquerque. But Yeah, I've never noticed that, David, but I think lots of people do that. Do we have more about this story about the artificial wombs?
Yeah. Let me open it.
I think that if I ever wanted a kid, I would just adopt one, which is one reason that I think artificial wombs are kind of bad. Because it's like, oh, you don't need to... These kids who need to be adopted, well, you don't need to do that anymore. You can have your own kid and not be pregnant.
Mm. But you can't adopt kids for a corporation and raise them to work.
Hmm.
So that's got to be the only impetus for having an artificial womb, is to grow workers.
I still feel like they would have to convince us that people who don't have parents and were raised from this artificial womb, well, it's not bad to, you know, for them to not have the same rights as us. And I don't know if we're there yet.
I don't know that they would have to convince us of anything.
Or they would do it in secret.
They do things anyway. Mm-hmm. They do tons of things that people don't want.
Yeah.
Like go to war and blow up little brown kids.
That's a good point.
So.
Especially if they don't do it like in the United States. Well, we're not looking at it, so it doesn't matter.
By then, 10 years from now, who knows? Who knows what will even this country would look like?
Mm-hmm. But terrible.
Yeah. Maybe.
Coca-Cola would be like unstoppable. I don't know why I chose them.
Yeah.
More like the bomb.
The Walmarts.
Milk builders.
Amazons.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're already pretty unstoppable.
Oh, Raytheon.
Yeah, the people who build bombs.
Yeah.
Like the worst that I could think of. They'd be unstoppable.
So it says, in the 1970s, 25-year-old social feminist Shulamith Firestone penned her manifesto, Pregnancy, she wrote, is barbaric.
Wow.
Firestone remarked that, as a direct consequence of the dominance of men in scientific research, we could travel to the moon, but we still hadn't found a better way to gestate humans.
And I think that's a little... What's the word? We'll put this up on our social so you can finish reading this. Sorry that we didn't finish this story, but I think that's a little intense. That's way too far. Lots of people do it and enjoy doing it even. It's Free Talk Live. You can go to freetalklive.com for more, and we'll be back live tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Peace.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.